Turn your living room into a joyful, hands-free playroom with Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ. Your child sings, moves, and learns right alongside JJ and friends, all on the big screen. It's designed thoughtfully to spark speech, rhythm, and coordination through songs and active play. Try an ad-free, safe, and interactive way to make screen time part of their learning and growth. Parents love how easy it is, voice-controlled and frustration-free. Kids love every moment of singing, laughing, and playing along. It's fun for them, and it's feel-good for you. Available now in the Volley app on your smart TV. Just search Volley in your TV's app store and start your free trial of Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ today. That's Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ. Available now in the Volley app on your smart TV. Search Volley and start your free trial today.
Volley.
Welcome back to Fostering Faith. I am going to be your host today, Tracy, and we are in a season of Thanksgiving. So we're going to get a little break from our Fruits of the Spirit, and we are going to jump into a podcast about Thanksgiving and gratitude. Since this is dropping on Thanksgiving morning, happy Thanksgiving from us to you. And if you are new to Fostering Faith, we are a podcast where we don't have it all figured out, but we are walking in this faith journey together. And if you are a return listener, welcome back home. And we are going to be talking about a Thanksgiving moment today. And so I want you to settle in for a little while, not just kind of a few minutes. I think it's going to be a longer episode just because there's so much to talk about. Because it's not going to be just like a quick encouragement or a little devotional. This is a message and it's a journey. It's a slow walk through the paces that we forget to visit. It's a conversation that your heart is probably long overdue for. It's a kind of truth that doesn't just touch the surface. It gets inside of you, rearranges things, resets things, restores things, and reminds you who God is all over again. And today we're going to be talking about gratitude, and not the shallow version of it, not the quote, say something nice around the table version. I'm talking about gratitude the way that the Bible describes it. Gratitude the way that the Holy Spirit wakens it. Gratitude that grows in the soil of suffering. Gratitude that is born in the middle of uncertainty. Gratitude that is not natural, but supernatural. So some of you listeners today are tired, not physically tired, but soul tired, like tired in your bones, tired in your mind, tired in your emotions, tired in your spirit. And you've been carrying weights that no one sees. And honestly, you don't even know how much you're going to be carrying anymore because it's been that heavy for that long. And gratitude feels like something far away. Something for people in a better season, something for those people that have what looks to be an easier life. But I want to tell you something foundationally, something biblically, something that breaks shame off of your shoulders. Your lack of gratitude right now does not mean that you're weak. It means that you are weary. And Jesus always moved towards the weary. And in Matthew 11:28-29, it says, Jesus says, "Come to me, all that are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." The weary are the first invited. The burdened are the invested first. The ones who can't fake it anymore are invited first. Jesus never said, come to me whenever you have it all together. He said, come to me whenever you're at the end of your rope. Gratitude doesn't begin whenever you feel good. Gratitude begins when the Holy Spirit revives what life has been suffocating. And I want you to take this into scripture because gratitude is not just a good idea. It's a biblical theme woven into the whole entire story of God. In Deuteronomy 8, God warns Israel, when life gets good, don't forget me. He literally says in verse 2, you shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you. Remember, not guess, not assume, but remember. But why? Because humans forget the faithfulness of God faster than anything else. We forget the miracles once we're out of that danger. We forget the prayers God answered once in the crisis that has passed. We forget the strength that he's given us when we're in the breaking. We forget the comfort he sent at 2 a.m. when the world was silent. We forget the doors that he opened and the ones that he protected us from walking through. And forgetting kills gratitude. But the Holy Spirit says, remember. Jesus says in John 14:26, it says, the helper, the Holy Spirit, will teach you all things and bring you into remembrance all that I said to you. Gratitude begins when the Holy Spirit restores the memory of God who is. So let me slow down. Some of you aren't even able to feel grateful because your heart has been flooded with other things. Disappointment, exhaustion, fear, anxiety, comparison, confusion, and grief. These things clog your Holy Spirit arteries faster than a Cheeto. They crowd out clarity. They suffocate vision. They distort reality until all you can see is what's wrong and what's missing. What hasn't changed? What you lost and what you wish you could have fixed but can't. But then the Holy Spirit comes into that space. He doesn't want to shame you. He doesn't want to push you. But he says, be grateful. He gently removes the fog and reveals the truth. God has been faithful every single minute, even when you couldn't feel it. And if we look at Psalms, I'm studying Psalms now. And so if we read Psalms 103:2, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and I forget none of his benefits. David is literally preaching to himself. He didn't say, feel grateful. He said, remember. And gratitude is remembering with revelation. Gratitude is not pretending everything is fine. It's recognizing God was faithful even when everything was not fine. So let's talk about the Holy Spirit more deeply, because people may not understand or connect the Spirit and how it's gratitude. And so in Galatians 5, Paul lists the fruits of the Spirit, which we've been walking through for the last couple of weeks. And so we have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. And those are all the fruits grown together. Do you know what the combinated flavors would probably taste like? Gratitude. A grateful heart is not a natural fruit. It's a supernatural fruit. This fruit, the Spirit produces that kind of gratitude that cannot be manufactured. Gratitude that raises a storm. A gratitude that survives a heartache. A gratitude that grows in tears. A gratitude that can say, like David in Psalm 27:13, I would have despaired unless I would have believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That is gratitude rooted in faith and not feelings. I want you to take Lamentations 3, one of the darkest books of the Bible. Jerusalem is destroyed, the people are crushed, and the prophet Jeremiah is grieving so deeply that he can barely speak. And right in the middle of the sorrow, he says these words. Words you have heard, but maybe not understood the context. It says, this I recall to my mind. Therefore, I have hope. The Lord's loving kindness indeed never cease, for his love compassions never fail. They are new every morning. This I recall to my mind. Not this I feel, not this I see, not this I'm in the mood for, but I recall, I remember, I bring it back into my mind even when everything feels broken. And Jeremiah teaches us something powerful. Gratitude is not a mood. Gratitude is a memory healed by the Holy Spirit. And let's talk about Jesus. Jesus modeled gratitude in every season, even the most painful ones. In Matthew 14:19, before multiplying the fish and the loaves, Jesus looked up and gave thanks. Gratitude came before the miracle. In John 11:41, standing at Lazarus' tomb, Jesus said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Gratitude came before resurrection. And in Luke 22:19, on the night that he was betrayed, Jesus gave thanks. Before breaking the bread and representing his own suffering, gratitude came before the cross. Why? Because gratitude is not rooted in the moment. It's rooted in the relationship. And that's what the Holy Spirit wants to create inside of you. A gratitude that isn't tied to circumstances, but tied to Christ. Some of you are listening today and you feel like gratitude has been stolen. The enemy has used disappointment, confusion, or exhaustion to drain your joy. He used comparison to distract you. He's used anxiety to suffocate your hope. He's used busyness to numb your spirit. But the Bible says in John 10:10, the thief comes to only to seek, to kill, and destroy. I came that I may give life. Gratitude is life. Gratitude is spiritual oxygen. Gratitude is revival. And so let's talk about spiritual warfare inside gratitude. Gratitude shuts the door on bitterness. Gratitude silences complaining. Gratitude breaks comparison. And gratitude uproots jealousy. Gratitude destroys fear. And gratitude strengthens faith. Gratitude is one of the enemy's least discussed nightmares because grateful believers are impossible to control. A grateful believer can walk through fire and still say, "My God is good." A grateful believer can stand in the valley and still declare, "Surely goodness and mercy will follow me." A grateful believer can endure trials and still proclaim, "God works all things out for good." Gratitude is not weakness. Gratitude is warfare. Now, let's talk about you. Let's talk about your story. Because no matter what this year looked like, you're still standing today with breath in your lungs because God sustained you. You've been carried more than you know, protected more than you noticed, strengthened more than you realized. And Psalm 46:1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." Not past help, not occasional help, but present help. Help right now. Instead of you survive nights that felt impossible, you walk through emotional pain that didn't destroy you, and you face fears that didn't take you out. You made it through the days that felt like it was so much, and you didn't survive it because you're strong. You survived it because God is faithful. Gratitude begins when the Holy Spirit helps you see how many times God has held you together. In Psalm 34:4, David says, "I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me for all my fears." Gratitude is remembering deliverance. Gratitude is remembering how God reached into your anxiety and didn't let you swallow the whole you. Gratitude is remembering that even when you are faithless, God is faithful. And gratitude is remembering that his mercies didn't run out, not even on your worst day. Now, I want to talk to you and want you to think about the disciples. After Jesus rose again, they were hiding in fear. Their gratitude was gone. Their hope was gone. Their boldness was gone. Their "I will never deny you" was gone. Everything Jesus taught them felt distant. But in John 20:22, Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit," the breath that changed everything. Gratitude returned, courage returned, hope returned, vision returned. And this is what the Spirit still does. He breathes on what feels dead on the inside. I want you to take that into Psalm 136, a chapter where every single verse ends with, "His loving kindness is everlasting." 46 verses, 46 reminders. Why? Because human hearts forget. But the Spirit reminds and then gratitude returns. And so how do we experience this kind of gratitude today? By inviting the Holy Spirit into the places where our life...
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Life has been the loudest. By letting him soften what has been hardened, by letting him open what has been closed, and by letting him untangle what stress has been knotted, by letting him speak truth louder than your fears, by letting him restore the memories of God's faithfulness. Gratitude is not something that you can form. Gratitude is something that you receive. And so how do we put this into context? And so here's what I want you to think about next, because gratitude isn't only about God, what he has done behind you. Gratitude is also about what God doing is within you right now. The Holy Spirit isn't just the one who reminds you of yesterday. He's the one shaping you today. In Ezekiel 36, 26 through 27, God promises, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will put my spirit within you. Gratitude is a sign that God is making you a new heart. A grateful heart is evidence that the Spirit hasn't just touched you. He's transforming you. The transformation doesn't just happen in pretty places. Transformation happens in pressure, the pruning, the stretching, the confusion. The moments where you say, God, I don't understand what you're doing. It happens in the rooms where the old visions of you are dying and the new version is being born. Gratitude doesn't wait for the pain to end. Gratitude grows in the pain because the Holy Spirit is present in the pain. And Psalm 34:18 doesn't say God avoids the brokenhearted. It says that he is near to them. Gratitude comes from recognizing his nearness and not pretending that life is painless. Think about Joseph, thrown into the pit, sold as a slave, wrongfully imprisoned, forgotten by the people that he helped. And yet at the end of his life in Genesis 50:20, he says, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. That's spirit-breathed gratitude. Not thanking God for the betrayal, but thanking God for his sovereignty through it. Gratitude does not deny the evil is done. It magnifies the God who overrules it. And think about David, chased by Saul, hiding in a cave, betrayed by friends, dealing with his own failures. And yet he writes in Psalm 13:6, I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt with me bountifully within me. How can a man hunted and brokenhearted say, because gratitude looks up and not around? Gratitude is not a mood. Gratitude is not a posture. And some of you need a posture shift. You've been months bracing yourself, defending yourself, holding yourself together, surviving. But the Holy Spirit is inviting you today to exhale, to release, to let him hold you, and to let him soften the places that's been hardened out of necessity, to let him bring warmth back into the places that have went cold. Gratitude doesn't rise in clenched hearts. It rises in surrendered ones. And look in Philippians 4, 6 through 7, a passage where we often quote but rarely feel. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, by thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. Notice that thanksgiving is not the response after peace. Thanksgiving is the doorway into peace. Gratitude isn't something that you do once you feel better. Gratitude is what ushers in the peace that makes you better. Gratitude is warfare. Gratitude is weaponry. Gratitude is armor. And some of you have been fighting spiritual battles unarmed. You're fighting with fear instead of faith. You're fighting with self-protection instead of surrender. You've been fighting with exhaustion instead of endurance. But gratitude, true gratitude, is how you pick up your head. It's how you lift your eyes again, and it's how you shift from I'm drowning to God is carrying me. Thanksgiving doesn't remove the storm, but just like Jesus calmed the waves in Mark 4, gratitude makes you aware that he is in the boat with you. And while we're talking about Jesus calming storms, I want to remind you of something. Before he ever rebuked the wind, he rebuked the disciples for their fear. Why? Because fear blinds, fear forgets, fear replaces the truth with imagination, but gratitude anchors you into reality, not the reality you see, but the reality that God sees. And some of you today, the Holy Spirit wants to take you by the chin and lift up your head and say, look again. Look again at your marriage. You thought it was dead. He's still working. Look again at that child that you thought was too far gone. He's still calling. Look again at that place that you felt abandoned. He was closer than your breath. Look again at the seasons that you thought was a waste. God was forming strength, endurance, humility, and wisdom. Romans 5:3-5 says, "We exalt in tribulation because tribulation produces perseverance, character, and hope. And the hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out through the Holy Spirit." Gratitude grows when you begin to see pain through the lenses of purpose. And then let me take you into one of the most beautiful scriptures of gratitude in Psalm 42:5, where David says, "Why are you in despair, O my soul? Why do you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him." David is talking about his soul. He's saying, I know that you're discouraged, but this isn't the end of our story. Gratitude is a soul remembering its future. Gratitude says God is not finished. And some of you need to hear that today. God is not finished, not with you, not with your family, not with your calling, not with your story. Gratitude begins whenever you stop measuring God by your season and begin measuring your season by your God. Now, let's step into the New Testament again. Acts 16, Paul and Silas are beaten, chained, locked in a prison in midnight, the darkest hour, and they begin praying and singing hymns to God. Gratitude broken the prison open. Gratitude shifted the atmosphere. Gratitude invited the supernatural. Gratitude shook the foundation of what was holding them. Some of you have midnight places. Places where you feel like hope is thin and dark and really heavy. But the Holy Spirit wants to awaken a song in you again, not because of the chains are gone, but because the God who breaks chains is in you. And so let's talk about the Holy Spirit role again, because many people try to grit their way into gratitude, and you can't. Gratitude is fruit of the Spirit. Fruit grows whenever there's connection. And Jesus said that in John 15:5, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." You can't produce gratitude on willpower. You can't squeeze out thankfulness if you try harder. You can't magically become a grateful person by positive thinking. Gratitude grows when you remain in him. Remain in prayer. Remain in the word. Remain in his presence. And remain in surrender. The Holy Spirit is the one who cultivates gratitude in the way that rain cultivates flowers, the way sunshine awakens life, the way that warmth brings numb fingers back to feeling. His job is not to make your life easy. His job is to make your heart alive. And I want to bring you to Psalm 136, a chapter where every verse ends with his loving kindness, like we talked about before. And this is everlasting because we forget, because gratitude leaks, because we are suffering shouts, because fear screams. But God knew if we fear enough, his hearts remember 46 times. Like we said before, 46 times he had to repeat it because he knew that we would need it. Because gratitude is not built on information. Gratitude is built on repetition. And that's why we're repeating this. If you repeat gratitude long enough, your heart will begin to believe the truth again. Now listen to me carefully here. Gratitude is not pretending. Gratitude is perceiving. Gratitude doesn't erase wounds. It reframes them. Gratitude doesn't minimize your pain. It magnifies God's presence in it. Gratitude doesn't deny your trauma. It declares that trauma didn't get the last word. And some of you today need to reclaim your sense of awe. And it's been overwhelming by its wrong that you've lost it and that what was holy. And so you've been so overwhelmed by what's wrong and what you've lost. And we've lost out of what's holy. But Psalm 126:3 says, "The Lord has done great things for us and we are filled with joy." Gratitude rises when awe returns and awe of the God is sovereign. All of God is patient. All of God is kind and powerful. and that the God has been faithful in every season. And I want to talk directly to the people that feel numb, spiritually numb, emotionally numb, physically exhausted. You think numbness feels like failure. Numbness is often means that you've been in the survival mode too long. And the Holy Spirit is nudging your numbness. He's healing it. And Isaiah 42:3 says, a bruised reed he will not break, and dimly burning wick he will not extinguish. The wick doesn't have to be bright. It just has to be alive. And gratitude begins when the Holy Spirit breathes oxygen into your flame. I want to show you something so awesome in Luke 17. Jesus heals 10 leopards, but only one returns to give thanks. And Jesus says, your faith has made you well. Gratitude brings wholeness. Gratitude brings restoration. Gratitude completes the healing. Many people receive blessings, but only grateful people receive holiness. Now, I would like to end this episode, and I would love to pray for you guys. Holy Spirit, I lift every worried, wounded, tired, overwhelmed person that's listening. Breathe into their lungs again. Restore their joy, the depression that has been stolen. Restore their hope that has been disappointedly crushed. Restore their gratitude that anxiety has suffocated. Restore the clarity that has confusion blurred. Restore the softness of a stressed heart. Restore perspective where pain has narrowed their vision. Remind them of every moment that you've carried them, held them, protected them, covered them. Help them remember, not the pain, but the presence. Give them eyes to see your fingertips in every chapter of their story. Let thanksgiving arise not from their strength, but from yours. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We hope that this episode encouraged you, opened your eyes. And if you're listening, you're not behind. You're not forgotten. You're not finished. The Holy Spirit is not done with you. And your story isn't over. It's unfolding. And gratitude? Gratitude is how he's rewriting your next chapter. And so we hope this message inspired you. We hope that this message encouraged you. We hope that this encouraged you to spend time with him over this next couple of days and really think about everything that we have to be thankful for as we enter his courts with thanksgiving. If this message inspired you, share it. Write a comment. Give us and list some things that you are thankful for. We love you guys, and we hope you stay tuned for next week where we go back to the fruits of the Spirit. Have a great Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details. Boy, season.